From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Birds are dying, sea plants and animals are dead and coated as anger rises and oil from the giant BP spill keeps washing onto the fragile wetlands of the Louisiana coast. Governor Bobby Jindal is blasting the Army and the federal government, including the Obama White House, for what he's calling a lack of quick, concerted action.
A total of more than 65 miles of our shore now has been oiled. To put that into perspective, that is more than the total sea coastline of Delaware and Maryland combined.
Two major Pelican rookeries are now coated in crude oil. Jindal says the state is now working on a set of berms to be made of sandbags to keep crude oil from pushing further inland. South Korea is stopping nearly all trade with North Korea over the sinking of a South Korean warship. South Korea's president also wants North Korea to apologize for sinking the ship. 46 sailors died when it went down. From Seoul, Twa Lee Sai-kyo-tow reports South Korea also wants new sanctions against the North.
President Lee Myung-bak, in a televised speech to the nation, said North Korea will pay a price corresponding to its provocative act. The country has tolerated North Korea's brutality time and again in the pursuit for peace, he said, but now things are different. Seoul plans to take the sinking of the Cheonan to the United Nations Security Council after a multinational investigation concluded that a North Korean submarine fired a torpedo that split the 1,200-ton ship in half. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton echoed Lee's remarks during high-level talks in China. She said, "We ask North Korea to stop its provocative behavior and halt its policy of threats." For NPR News, I'm Dua Lee Sai-kyo-tow in Seoul.
China's president is renewing pledges to reform the country's currency exchange rate controls that Western countries, including the U.S., claim give Chinese goods an unfair advantage in the world marketplace. But China's giving no timetable. NPR's Louisa Lim is in Beijing. She reports on the opening of the strategic and economic dialogue there.
It's a measure of the importance of the bilateral relationship that some 200 officials, one of the largest delegations in U.S. history, is traveling with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner to Beijing. Opening talks, President Hu Jintao stressed China would reform its exchange rate mechanism in a gradual and independent fashion. Geithner welcomed this stance and called on China to relax policies favoring homegrown technology. For its part, China wants a timetable for ending U.S. restrictions on high-tech exports.
That's NPR's Louisa Lim reporting from Beijing. A survey of leading economic forecasters is optimistic despite the problems in Europe. The National Association for Business Economics assessment is boosting U.S. growth expectations. This is NPR News. Members of Congress here today from the families of minors who died last month in West Virginia. John Hingsbergen of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports the hearing will take place in a community near the site of the Upper Big Branch mine explosion.
The hearing is expected to include emotional accounts from families who lost loved ones in the April 5th explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine. Chairman Congressman George Miller of California is bringing the House Education and Labor Committee to Beckley, West Virginia, at the request of 3rd District Representative Nick Rahal. Governor Joe Manchin is scheduled to speak, as are a half dozen family members of the miners who were killed. No federal regulators or representatives of mine owner Massey Energy have been invited. The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration and the Justice Department have been investigating the worst coal mine accident in the United States in nearly 40 years. For NPR News, I'm John Hingsbergen in Charleston, West Virginia.
A new study in the journal Pediatrics finds children in the most rural parts of the U.S. are as likely to die from gunshot wounds as kids in the largest cities. A study shows that while murders are more common in cities, gun suicides and accidental fatal shootings are more common among rural children, and that about levels the score. A doctor at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia who led the study says the analysis of 24,000 deaths debunks the idea that misuse of firearms is largely an urban issue. The gunshot death rate appears the same, around 4 deaths per 100,000 children. An earlier analysis of adult gunshot deaths reveals similar patterns. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.